Welcome to the Not So Ordinary podcast. From charcuterie to charity and everything in between, we embrace a potpourri of entrepreneurial spirit. Here's your host, Angie Sigler.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Not So Ordinary podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeremy Wolf, joined by none other than your host, Angie Sigler. Angie, nice to see you again.
Good morning. Nice to see you as well.
Yeah, of course. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in. So, unfortunately, I missed the event this past weekend. I was up in Orlando at SeaWorld with my daughter and a friend of mine and his daughter. But you did have a very cool event this weekend that I wanted to shine a light on. It was the Sip of Wine Taste of Heaven over in, I believe it was in Miramar, right?
Correct. It was at the Miramar Amphitheater over there at the Miramar Park. It was amazing. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, unfortunate. Okay, I'll definitely try to get to the next one. But tell us a little bit about the event, what happened, the highlights.
It was the 18th annual, so definitely it's been around for a while. So there'll be many more for you to join. This was our first year attending, so we'll definitely be there next year. It was 1,000 tickets were sold for the event. That was their goal. I believe it's what they wanted to achieve. So kudos to the Chamber of Miramar and Pembroke Pines. So it's hosted by the city of, the Chamber of Miramar and Pembroke Pines and Miramar Hospital. And they put on an amazing event. There was live music, there was DJs, there was dancers. There was over 20 restaurants displaying food there. All the booths, I mean, you walk in with what you pay, and there's wine, there's liquor, there's food. I mean, I think I ate more than the food that we gave away. It was amazing. There's coffee. There was everything that you can possibly think to eat. Firebird was, I think, nominated as, because you also, the people go around and they vote for the best food, the best displays and stuff like that. I think Firebird won the best food. Their food was amazing. I went to their booth a couple different times throughout the night. And then you have like little QR codes that people can vote. But it was amazing. I mean, people came to our booth. They were all just raving, taking pictures of our displays, taking marketing materials. So it was a great, you know, PR situation for us. A lot of people came up saying, oh, we know where you are. Oh, yes, we've seen your store. We've seen your advertising. So obviously, you know, people are starting to get to know, you know, our brand, which is what we wanted. And, you know, we heard a lot of that. So it was to me, who does all the marketing and stuff, I was super happy. You know, I also was happy just meeting people. And I was like, yes, you know, the advertising is working.
That's always good, right?
But it was awesome. I mean, everybody was there. Everybody from the city of Miramar was there. You know, all the higher ups in the city. There was a whole section for VIP people where they can sit and the food was brought to them. It was an amazing event. It was my first year. We'll definitely be there again next year. But yeah, a lot of different chambers were there. Party planners were there for the actual amphitheater, because apparently that amphitheater, I've never been there personally, but they use it for a lot of shows and concerts. It's made acoustically for concerts, from what they were telling me that day. So they host a lot of concerts there. But yeah, the event was awesome. I loved it. It was tiring. I was there since like 11 o'clock in the morning, didn't leave till almost midnight. But you know, setting up, taking down, it was a very tiring event, but the actual event itself was great.
Well, it sounds like my type of party.
Food, it was, it was
wine
great.
And socialization.
That's, and then we had our friends and family showed up to give us support, which is really cool.
Very cool. So I know that you've in the past been very involved and active in charity and being involved with the community. Can you share with us a little bit about how the Not So Ordinary Cheese Board first became involved with charity and all the community initiatives? Specifically, I know you wanted to talk about AA Helping Hands.
Right. So there's a couple of different avenues that we've tried to always help. So ALSI with the Not So Ordinary has always been very much into helping Anything that had to do with kids, right? So we have six grandchildren. So kids to us is something that's a very special thing. So anytime anybody approaches us that has something to do with kids, she's the first one that wants to help. So whether it's anybody in the area that wants us to sponsor the softball, the volleyball, the soccer, you know, any kind of teams out there, they want us to sponsor. They come into our shop. They talk to us. We do. We've had police officers that do a lot of things with children in the area. They come in. We're the first ones there. We want to sponsor. So basically, through the Nuts, we do a lot of sponsoring anything that has to do with children in the area. We love doing that kind of stuff just because anything positive that we can do in our area for children, we're both 100% behind it. Prior to that, my dream always from when I was a teenager was to have some kind of a nonprofit to help people. And then later on, when I got together with Alcy and we figured how can we put these two things together, since my name is Angie, hers is Alcy, two A's, we figured double A. That's where double A Helping Hands came up from. We put together an organization called Double A Helping Hands, which is an organization that helps aging out foster youth. And what that means is there's a lot of foster children right now. In any given day, there's over 443,000 kids in foster care.
Oh, wow.
In the United States alone. So there's a lot of kids in foster care. Approximately only 20,000 of those, about 52,000 of those get adopted every year. That's a big amount of kids that don't get adopted.
It really is.
That's a huge amount that don't get adopted. So what ended up happening, approximately 20,000 of those kids every year age out. So what is aging out? They become 18. And there are, unfortunately, they'll be, I don't like to use the word kicked out, but they're let go of the families that they're with. At the age of 18, they're considered an adult. And they're removed from the homes that they've been staying in at that age. So as you and I know, 18, you're not an adult. They like to think that they are. You like to think that they can take care of themselves.
I'm 44 and I'm still
and we're not still adult. Not adults, right?
I'm still figuring this thing out every day. Goodness.
So approximately 20,000 of those kids will age out without a positive family support system. So within 18 months of aging out, 40 to 50% of those will become homeless. So we're talking about a lot of homeless people out there that could have been helped if they would have had a positive support system out there. So when we started hearing these figures being put out there, Alcy and I decided that AA Helping Hands needed to start helping. And that's the avenue that we took the organization. So what we basically do is this organization has now been started. We're trying to generate money and trying to get our name out there with the help of the Nuts, now that the Nuts has a nice following, to generate money so we can start doing something similar to halfway houses. We're going to be renting facilities. We're going to have people staying there and give them that home that they lost and put them on their feet, help them get themselves situated until we can help them get a job. And some of them haven't even finished high school and they're already out on their own. I know of a situation of a person that I met a couple years ago. That she told me her story of she turned 18. She had to buy her own cap and gown and finish her last couple of months of high school just because she turned 18 before she graduated and her foster parents weren't going to pay for anything else for her. So it's a sad situation, but it happens a lot more than what people talk about. And it's happening right here in our back door. So Double A Helping Hands has a lot of work to do. It has a lot of money to generate so we can help these people. Originally, AA Helping Hands wasn't organized for this.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
We were organized for something else.
So the idea of helping foster children, is that something that you've had past experience and you or Alcy had experience with your own life, or is this something that you just became aware of and you said, we got to do something about it?
So AA Helping Hands was actually organized to do something completely different. And I was aiming to do something completely different until I met this one person. And I met this person, and she told me her story, and it really touched my heart. And so we do family dinners every Sunday, right? So Blue Blood style, you see the show, right? Every Sunday, unless you're dying or you're on vacation, you have to be at my house Sunday at 6 o'clock. It's family dinner. You come in, you leave your phones. It's grandma's time, and we have family dinner. And I met this person, and the following Sunday, I couldn't get this person out of my heart and my mind. And I was just like, man, there's so many people like her. And she told me some statistics. And I sat my grandchildren down, all of them, even the youngest, a six-year-old. And I said, listen, I said, you know, grandma owns this company that helps people. And this is the situation. We can only help so many people, unfortunately. I wish we could help everybody. But this is what we can do. We can help homeless people. And I kind of gave them a little example. We can help women coming out of correctional facilities that need to get custody back of their children, which is what originally AA Helping Hands was supposed to do. And I gave a little example of that. And I said, or we can do this with foster children. And I gave a little example. And I put it up to a vote. And out of my six grandchildren, five wanted to do the foster children. One wanted to do the homeless. So majority rules in my house. So AA Helping Hands kind of shifted over to this. And you know, I called the IRS. I kind of changed my paperwork around. And, you know, now we're shifting over to this, which, again, it has to do with children. And for me, you know, it's always been my soft spot.
No, it's a heartwarming story. So, Angie, what advice would you give to other businesses that are maybe looking to become more involved in charities and community work? Maybe they're, you know how it is owning a business. You have 8 million things going on. People probably have intentions of doing these types of things, but they just feel that they don't have the time to do it. But it is so important.
It really
for so many different reasons, right? Like, obviously you're helping people, but it helps it, by helping others, you're helping yourself and you're just creating goodwill and great energy. So what advice can you give to businesses to get more involved and actually start? Yeah, maybe if they don't do their own initiatives, just to get involved with some existing ones, to get some experience so that maybe they could launch something that is near and dear to their own heart.
You know, we all hear it, right? Where we say, we don't have time, we don't have money, we don't have this, we don't have that, I'll do it later. Eventually we run out of time. I've been wanting to do this since I was 17 years old. I am 50 something. I'm 52. I'm 52 years old.
Right? 52 years young.
I'm 52. And I am now getting AA Helping Hands up and running officially, because it was geared to something else and we changed it. So I'm officially getting it up and running. I've waited a long time with a whole bunch of excuses. I've wasted time. It is time consuming. Unfortunately, anything that you want to really make work takes time and effort, but it's not as time consuming as people think. And it doesn't take money. It doesn't take anything except setting up your corporation. So you don't have to be a millionaire to set up a nonprofit. You know, so it's not like it's like, oh, I don't have money to do it. You know, you just have to have a little bit of dedication to do it. There's so many people out there that need help, you know, and if anybody would take out, you know, an hour a day to really work at it and learn about it, they could do it. Join any kind of chamber of your city and they will usually help you and walk you through different things that you have to do to be able to get an organization like this up and running. They'll have somebody in there that's either done it or they'll have classes. Look, the chamber, unfortunately, I can't go because I happen to have something else that night. But next week, I just found out about it. They actually have like a whole class on how to set up, nonprofit organization, how to ask for money, how to do all these things with nonprofit organizations at the Chamber of Miramar. Unfortunately, I can't go. I would love to sit there and go through it, but I have another event the same night, so I can't be there. But, you know, join a chamber. They'll walk you through. They'll help you. That's what the chambers are for. But yeah, there's any kind of business that can get involved in any kind of nonprofit. It doesn't matter which nonprofit it is. It could be one that's super known already. Just dedicate a little time. There's so much help that we can do to right in our back door. There's so much help. People need so much right here in our back door. We don't have to go very far. Just drive down the street and you'll see people that need help, unfortunately.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, time is obviously our most precious commodity, but we make time for what's important for us.
Exactly.
And obviously you have your heart in the right place, Angie. So we do appreciate all the great work that you're doing here in the community and look forward to what's on the horizon. So thanks for everything.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in, and we will look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Everyone have a wonderful day and take care.
Take care.
And that's a wrap on another episode of the Not So Ordinary podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this journey through the extraordinary. Until next time, keep savoring the charcuterie of life, embracing the spirit of charity, and celebrating the not so ordinary in all that you do. Thank you for being part of our community. Stay tuned for more.